Everybody, this is Ebony with the Emissary Group. I'm still on season 3. Yes, I have seasons. You already knew that because you asked your friend and you told your other friend. Then your mama called you and said, you know, Ebony got them part anyway. I asked this question on May 10th. And as it reads, let me flip through my notes. Here it is. I had a notebook full of questions that I be asking y'all. Listen, does it matter who makes the most money in a relationship? In a relationship, does it matter who makes the most money? And let me specify the type of relationship I'm talking about. Because I have a few analytical people. And we're going to specify in a relationship with a man and a woman that love one another. They are together. In a relationship, in a marriage relationship, does it matter who makes the most money? Now, let's be clear. It's people out here, you may be one of them. You don't even want to have broke friends. So I know you don't want to have a broke significant other. I know that for a fact. So does it matter who makes the most money in a relationship? Does it matter to you? Now, if we make like a dollar different or 50 cent, you know, who cares, you know? Who cares about that $18, you know? But when we get up in the different tax brackets, that changes things, if you ask me. I do feel like it does matter who makes the most money. Men typically make more money than women, and they could be doing the same exact job. And that goes back to the man being the provider. So, overall, you know, men make more money than us most times. I do feel like when people, man and woman, when we're functioning in our natural roles, when we cohabitate and we're functioning in our natural role, we perform way better. And let me explain what I mean. When a woman is able to be a helpmate and assist, and she doesn't have to carry a whole load on her own, she is able to be a better nurturer. When a man is able to provide the way he needs to, and he's respected and appreciated, he flourishes as well. So, like I was saying, I feel like money plays a big role in how things get done around the house. So, of course, it matters who makes the most money in a relationship, because let's be clear, people have egos, and I've never met a man that didn't have an ego, you know what I mean? Every now and then you run into a woman with a little ego or a little pride too, but we do have to be realistic about these things. It does matter. And just like I said, when we're able to coexist and cohabitate, when we're in our natural roles, where the woman is able to be feminine and be a helpmate, and the man is respected and able to provide and be masculine and not be demasculated, we perform very well when we are together. So, if you are a woman and a man offers you his assistance, let him do that. Let him come in and do things for you. You can't do everything by yourself. I know you think you can because you're superwoman, but it's still man and superwoman. And same thing with you guys. I know y'all don't need a lot of help, but we can do the little things. So think about it. Money does matter. It does matter. Money, power, respect. Did y'all know the song? Y'all heard what the song said. I ain't finna say it no more. But yeah, think about that. And another thing, and I said this on the previous episode, you all need to practice this too. You need to be more like the person that you want to be with. Okay, think about it. We can't be requiring it, asking all this stuff, and not being able to reciprocate. Because, see, if you want a woman that's super feminine, super sweet, and create that environment for her so she'll be able to give you that. Don't give me a problem and expect me to turn into something. You see what I'm saying? Don't hand me no crap and expect me to transform that. Same thing with women. Women, if you want this man to be a provider and do this and do that, let him do that when he's trying to do it. Stop acting so overly independent. We have to coexist with one another on every level, whether it be at work, family, in friendships, and in relationships. Like, we were companions, far as companionship. So we're gonna have to give. We're gonna have to give some to get some. Like, that's just that. And so I want y'all to think about that. Doesn't matter who makes the most. I say yes. The millennials, y'all gonna say no, cause for whatever reason, cause that's what y'all on. But y'all check me back on another episode. I might drop 2 in one night. I don't know. I'm feeling lucky tonight. Like, I might even hit the casino. I don't know. I might come up on some money or something. I've been counting $100 bills jumping over the fence like the sheep do, and just jumping over the fence. So. Yeah, I think I got some money coming to me or something real soon. But y'all be on the lookout. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.